I'm Carlos Virgen, and this is The Storyline, produced by The Day in New London, Connecticut. On Friday, August the 18th, the Los Angeles-class submarine USS Hartford returned to New London after a scheduled six-month deployment. Military reporter Julia Bergman was there.
In Groton, the submarine capital of the world, submarine comings and goings are a regular occurrence. The boats usually deploy for months at a time, their locations unknown to most, and the crew has minimal contact with the outside world and can say very little about what they do at sea. For those at home, the much-anticipated return of a submarine is marked by a homecoming celebration. On Friday, hundreds of wives, children, parents, siblings, and friends gathered in the rain to welcome home the USS Hartford and its crew. As the Hartford, escorted by tugboats, slowly made its way down the Thames River, ships blew their horns as the submarine passed by. The Hartford spent the past 6 months in the European theater, traveling the equivalent of nearly 7 round trips from New London to San Diego. Families often travel far distances themselves to attend these homecomings, and it's common to find families with a history of military service. Take the Mayer family. Barbara and Edward Mayer drove from Oklahoma to surprise their son Jesse, a machinist's mate second class on the Hartford, who they hadn't talked to since February.
My father was in the Marines in Korea, and then I have an uncle that was in the Army during Korea, and then I was in the Coast Guard back in the Jimmy Carter days, and then my little sister was in the Air Force. And then Jesse's older brother, he's in the Army. He's spent 11 years in the Army. Now he's in the Reserves, going through OCS, being an officer. And Jesse's a machinist mate, second class on the Hartford.
Once the Hartford was docked, loved ones still had to wait for loads of trash to be carried off the submarine before sailors began filing out. The first crew members off the boat were cheered on for the traditional first kiss and first hug when girlfriends or wives and children run across the pier to embrace their sailor.
Right, that's him right there, right?
Shorts there, buddy.
There you go. Wait. Is that him? Should we go?
First kiss.
First hug, okay.
First hug.
After the traditional first, family and friends rush the pier to find their sailor. There's a lot of emotional moments, snapping of pictures, asking how everyone is. Amidst all that excitement, Barbara and Edward Mayer waited patiently on the pier for Jesse, one of the last sailors to surface from the submarine.
Okay, Jesse, where are you? Yep, that's not him. He's not a towhead.
Hey, youngin.
Hi.
Wonder why you guys stopped. I was like, they stopped emailing really quick. Yeah. We went on a road trip.
So do you have duty today?
No, not today.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got that.